Hey guys, welcome back to the E-commerce Paradise podcast. This is your host, Trevor. Today is all about discipline, specifically self-discipline and self-discipline for e-commerce entrepreneurs. It's so difficult to do e-commerce sometimes, and it's really easy to procrastinate. So in this episode, I wanted to give you a few key tips and advice from my experiences and also kind of walk you through the steps that I take to get from point A to point B as far as deciding what needs to be done, deciding when I'm going to do it, and then actually following through and getting it done. So let's just start off by, I'll tell you a quote that I just read. It's a really good quote. Self-discipline is the ability to make yourself do what you should do, when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not. And the key here is that when you get something done, it feels really good and you move forward in life. When you don't do something, it might not feel as good because of the long-term implications that it's going to have on your life. It might feel good to take a break and not do stuff for a little while and not think about it and not have that stressful moment in your life where you have to think things through and actually get things done. Sure, so that's like a short-term result of whatever you put out into the universe, but the long-term result is that you're not going to see those results from the hard work that you are doing. So it's important that you really do your work. And I'm a constant procrastinator. But what I've learned over time is that at least making notes of what I need to do is a good start. And then you have to do something with those notes. So you have to organize them. So it's taking notes of what you want to do every single day. Like, especially if a project is longer than in, 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 30 minutes or an hour, if it's going to take a week or 2 weeks to do, you have to write that note down and then you have to break it down into sections. So that's the key, is making big things, big to-do things that are seemingly really difficult tasks, broken down into little step by step. Every little thing should have a separate to-do on it. You can't just make a to-do list like, start a business, make $1 million. It's just, that's not a to-do list. That's like a dream list or something like that, But a to-do list is really important to have, something that is actionable, can be done within 5 or 10 minutes, and it just gets done, right? And so that's how you do it. You write your to-dos out, and then you figure out ways you can break those to-dos into 5 to 10 chunks or more, depending on if it's a bigger task or not. And then break those 5 or 10 chunks into 5 or 10 more chunks. So you should have a list of, 50 chunks approximately when you're done with a big project, right? So for instance, with e-commerce, you need to set up your website. So customizing your theme, for instance, there's a lot of different things that need to go through when you set up a new website to customize the theme. It's not just one little thing. It's a bunch of things. So you need to go through and kind of break down a list and you can kind of visualize it in your mind. Okay, I need to do the logo. I need to add the phone number to the header. I need to do a homepage banner. I need to add my collections to the homepage. I need to make some content for the homepage. I need to go to the footer and add my email opt-in. I need to add my menus to the top, into the main menu, into the footer. I need to add some call to actions, whatever. I need to go and optimize the product page. Okay, so then what does that include? The product page includes making sure the pricing looks right, adding some scarcity, adding some urgency, adding some social proof with the reviews, making sure that all your policies are in place, making sure that the product description is optimized. Okay, well, what does it take to do the product description? So let's break that down, you got to make sure you write down, okay, so I have to put a header at the top. I have to do a quick description. I have to do a features and benefits list. I have to, add a video. I have to add some more pictures in there. I have to, elaborate on those features and benefits. And then I have to add like a value stack. There's so many different things that goes into building a website that if you just kind of start with a really broad to-do list, optimize my product descriptions, you don't really know what to do. You're going to get in there and kind of be lost. And what our mind does when it gets lost is that it sort of procrastinates. It just decides not to do anything and decides to go back into something that's easier. And obviously that's usually, watching videos or going outside somewhere doing something. While all that is important to do, you need rest time. It's really important that if you're going to go sit down for work, that you actually have a solid list that you can follow and actually take action. And then the key is if you've run into obstacles that you can't take care of in that very moment, that you add those things to your to-do list in another list or you expand upon your list. The other thing too, guys, is that you should always keep your to-do list. Don't get rid of them or transfer them somewhere else. because you can go back through those later and use them as kind of templates or checklists to build other projects out, right? So say you started one niche site and you have a whole to-do list on things. Don't delete that to-do list when you get it done. Put it into like a Google Doc or something and refer to it for the next project. Maybe even film yourself doing it so that it's easier for you to catch up to speed or have a VA do it for you on the next project. It's way better to do things that way because then you're journaling things and you can even, you know, teach other people how to do it eventually that way, you know, because obviously you know how to do it yourself. You know how to do it across multiple niches or whatever. So, I mean, it's really important that, you know, you discipline yourself to get things done. You discipline yourself to make a to-do list. You discipline yourself to break down your to-do list into sub-to-dos and even sub-sub-to-dos, like really specific stuff. And that's just your daily stuff. There's so much more that goes on in life than just business, right? And I want to really emphasize the fact that if you don't have the rest of your life in order, it's going to be really difficult to have your business in order. So it's important that your health, that your exercise, you know, that your love life, that your sleeping habits, you know, and your socializations and stuff like that, socializing habits, all that stuff needs to be in order so that you can really focus your energy where, you know, it matters, which is building your internet business, your e-commerce business, and scaling it to the next level. So with that said, you know, you need to have good sleeping habits. You need to decide on a solid schedule that you can keep to. Don't you know, go to sleep early one night and then go to sleep at 2, 3 in the morning the next night, you know. If you're just getting started with e-commerce, you know, set 3 hours at night that you can work on your business and, you know, set, you know, maybe an hour or two in the morning or something like that. So you have a solid 4 to 5 hours a day that you can really commit to building your business out. And, you know, that's really important. If you don't have those set hours, you'll probably not put in the time. And without the time that you put in, it won't build itself. So it's just not going to get built. One thing I've found that really helps is using not an alarm clock, but using a calendar app to schedule your time in. So you can basically just set yourself an appointment on your calendar, and that tells you, okay, from 9 until midnight tonight, I plan to work on my e-commerce business. Here's my to-do list that I want to get done in those 3 hours, you know, and see how it goes and see what you actually get done at the end of that 3 hours. And if you actually get what you had done, then awesome. Maybe throw a few more things in there next time. If you didn't get all the things done, if you didn't even get one of them done, you know, think about that and realize you probably need to break down those to-dos into smaller chunks because you did get some stuff done, right? You probably got a lot of stuff done, but your to-do list was just too broad to encapsulate exactly what you got done. So put that back in your regular to-do list and then break down the chunks of what you did get done, you know? And you know what else is really fun to do is actually keeping some sort of a running journal of your accomplishments every single day. And I like to do this with video blogging and podcasting, but you can do it any way you want to. So, you know, take out a Google document sheet for every single day or something like that. Just write down, hey, today I got this, 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 and this done. And I'm really excited, you know, for the next day, I'm going to get this, this, and this done. And making great progress. My original goal was to get it done by this date. You know, maybe it's still a few more weeks out or a few more months out even. You know, and so I'm making great progress. I think I'll get it done early. And, you know, and so by keeping track of all this cool stuff that's happening, you can tell yourself, you know, really good things like, hey, I'm doing a great job. Hey, I'm, you know, I'm doing this faster than I thought I was going to initially. Hey, I'm actually a really smart person. You start doing all these positive affirmations, you build up your self-esteem, and then, you know, you can then use that energy to get yourself back into the discipline of what needs to get done. Without self-esteem, without positive affirmations, it's really hard to maintain self-discipline. So, you know, that's one thing. Work habits is important. Sleep habits, like I was saying, make sure you get sleep every night. Make sure you're getting at least 6 to 8 hours of sleep. 8 hours is ideal. It depends on who you are and all that, but your body and your physiology. But not just that, but also make sure you're trying to go to bed at the same time every night. You know, if you go to bed at midnight, wake up at 8 a.m., that's pretty normal. Just don't wait till 1 in the morning one night, you know, it's going to screw up your whole thing. Cause then you're going to try to wake up at 8 and not feel the same, you know, and then, or if you wake up at 9, then you lose an hour in the morning and you know, you got to go straight to whatever you're doing. You don't have that hour for work, which was important. And, you know, like I said, your site doesn't build itself. So, then there's your health habits and health, you know, self-discipline with health is really important. You have choices you can make all day long. When you go to a convenience store, you can choose between water and soda. You know, and soda will give you a quick sugar rush, but it'll give you a crash later on, and it's also going to wear your body out in the long run. It's going to also cause tooth decay and all these other health issues later in your life. So if you choose the water instead, you're way better off. You're going to hydrate yourself. You'll feel better. It's energy throughout the day, and you won't have all the other nasty side effects that sugar can give you. And then the other thing is, you know, eating excessive amounts of junk food is really bad for you. You can have a little bit of snacks here and there, but, you know, focus on dark leafy greens, focus on salads, focus on food that actually has rich micronutrients in it, you know, and fruits and things like that. Natural sugars are really good for you, whereas processed sugars and processed breads and processed meats and things like that are really not that great for you. You know, you can eat them in moderation, but don't overdo it, because your body will lose steam. You're going to have to put more energy out healing yourself than you are, you know, running your business, building your business. And at the end of the day, you're going to end up getting sick, and then you got to spend your time trying to recover. And there's a whole day or two or up to a week lost where you could have spent that entire time working on your business. So consider, you know, really being self-disciplined about your eating habits and drinking habits, because that can have a huge effect on your health and your energy levels over the long run. And you'll be able to do a lot better work if you have better eating and better drinking habits and better sleeping habits. And then to go along with this is exercise. So exercise is really key. It plays a role, way bigger role in your body than most people think. It really regulates your hormone levels. It regulates your ability, your confidence levels. It regulates your calmness, your calmness level, and your ability to take on bigger and tougher tasks. Because with exercise, you see, you're pumping blood through your whole body, and you're sweating usually. So it's this whole process of rejuvenation that you go through. And after exercise is over and done with, at the end of the day, you feel a lot better, and that's because your body has now rejuvenated itself. It's healed. Its blood cells, you know, white blood cells have been released. It's, you know, taken over a lot of that stuff in the body. So, and you know your muscles are bigger and stuff like that. You just feel like a more confident, happier, calmer person after exercise. So it's really key to get daily exercise, and at the least every 2 days, have at least 1 to 2 hours of rigorous exercise, and with some strength training. Even if it's just bodyweight exercises mixed in between. So self-discipline in that is going to really feed your ability to overcome procrastination later on in your business. Like if you run into a big issue, you know now that it's not as big as your mind is making it out to think. All you need to do is make a list of all these little tiny things that need to be done and then get it done. And when you exercise regularly, you're more able to easily overcome that stuff, because you can overcome things out there with these, you know, weights you're lifting, or you can overcome those miles that you're running, or you can overcome, for me, it's that rail that I'm trying to grind, you know, you can overcome that hill that you're trying to climb up on your bicycle. Look, this doesn't seem so bad anymore, right? This e-commerce business doesn't seem such like a big monster anymore. So it's really important to get proper exercise, because you'll feed the rest of your life there too. And exercise plus good healthy eating habits plus good sleep is a perfect combination for being like a really healthy, really happy person. And you'll be able to really just push through life, no problem. So again, I wanted to go back to the beginning here and just emphasize what I talked about in the beginning, which is write down the things that you need to do, okay? And then break those into sub-lists, really tiny little to-dos, and then add a due date on them. Now, this might be obviously hard to do in the beginning, and if you have a lot of big ones, it might be weeks out, but just do it, you know? You'll be amazed if you put a due date on your to-do list, how much faster you actually get those things done. If you know that this one big project you want to get done by the end of the week, you know, you're going to start treating it like it was a school project, or like you're at your day job or something. You know, that all of a sudden this sense of urgency overcomes you, because it's not just about what you want to do now. It's like, hey, I got to make sure that my to-do list gets done according to this date. There's this person out there that I'm making up in my mind that needs it done. You know, it's not just me anymore. So having something out there in your mind that exists that's counting on you to get it done by that date is really powerful. And you can do this for yourself. And when you're your own boss, you have no choice. You have no boss. You have to set due dates on your to-do list. So just do it. And if you get it done, great. And if you don't, fine, no problem. Put it out another week, but just do it. And I usually like to do them by week. So big ones are weekly based, even bigger ones are monthly based. And mini ones are daily based, you know? So if I know like this, and that, I put a date on each one. And if I get one due before the next, then I change all the dates on the rest of them to sooner. And, you know, at the end of the day, put all that into some sort of a accomplishment list. And, you know, you can even build out your own blog or something like that, you know, by doing that. And it's really cool to do this kind of a process, because you'll feel a lot more accomplished in life, and you'll be able to go slower throughout your day and not have to be so stressed out about getting things done. and you'll feel great about yourself, but they at the end of it, like, if you don't do the work that you're promising yourself you're going to do, you're going to be let down, and you're only going to be letting yourself down. So it feels like crap, right? So you have to keep your word to yourself and get those things done by that date, or at least try to. And if you do that, that's the essence of self-discipline, and you will get really far in life. But I found that by staying self-disciplined to not only getting work done, but also learning things. Like, if I know that I want to learn this course over the course of a month, I watch one video every single day for 30 days. There's 30, maybe there's two videos because there's 60 videos in the course or something like that, But I know that by the end of the month, I will have watched the entire course. I take notes, and now I know something more. And I believe Ben Franklin once said that, the biggest interest is paid on investment in knowledge. And so you should really focus on investing in your knowledge, because truly that is where you'll see the biggest returns in your entire life, your entire career, is by learning the right things, but learning new things. And there you go, guys. I hope this podcast really helped to motivate you a little bit, to get self-disciplined. It helped you to make better to-do lists. And I hope that, you can get out there and make some good positive changes in your life. I like to really think about the Pareto's principle, which is the 80-20 rule, which talks about, 20% of your work gets you 80% of your results. And so don't think you have to be perfect, because you never are going to be perfect. Just focus on what is going to get you most of the way there and get you most of your results. And let the rest of it go, and spend the rest of your time doing exactly what you want to do, because that's why we started doing this in the first place, right? All right, guys. Well, and I hope you enjoyed this, and we'll definitely see you guys in the next episode. Definitely check out the E-Commerce Paradise Academy. I have the Dropshipping Masterclass set up there and growing it. I'm getting through the optimization course now, and it's really exciting. I got a ton of new students in there lately, so really excited to get that going. And I still have a partnership program in there that a few students have taken me up on, so we're getting their stores built. And if you want your store to get to launch faster, you should definitely consider signing up for the course and joining the partnership program. So with that said, we'll see you guys out there. Make sure you subscribe and stay tuned.